afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm your host, Donna Maria, the original Lifestyle CEO, and you have arrived at the one place on your internet dial where we empower you to break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. You guys know I like to start the week off by reading the newspaper, and one of my favorite ones, because it's so easy to read and so short and has color pictures, is USA Today. And on the front page of the money section today is a story about how Walmart is figuring out how to kind of continue to generate the kind of wonderful profits that it has by doing something new. And what they're doing new, apparently, is switching a lot of their workforce to part-time and shifting their hours to evenings and weekends, when I guess they don't have to pay them as much, or if they pay them as much, they certainly don't have to have them on the floor for as long. So overall, it sounds like they're trying to shift everyone from full-time work, which requires the payment of more benefits, to part-time work, where the benefits are not as significant. I always like to follow these kinds of trends because companies have to stay profitable, and that's a big company. But we have small companies, and we have to stay profitable too. And so one of the things that is really great to think about is the different kinds of ways that we can stay profitable with the internet and with a variety of new technologies that we have today and that are on the horizon. There are lots of ways to accumulate different streams of income, different streams of revenue, and one of them is by selling information that you already have in your head. Think about it. It's already there. You may be doing something with it in the sense that you're selling a product or service, but there may be some other things that you could do with the information that's in your head to generate income for your business. So today, I'm excited to have on the show James Roche, the Info Products Guy. The Info Products Guy is an expert at helping people utilize information, take information that they have and turning it into an information product that they can sell to generate additional revenue for their business. James Roche, the Info Product Guy. Welcome to the Lifestyle CEO Show today, James.
Hi, Donna. Thank you very much.
It's really great to have you here. Now, I want to start off by just asking you if you could describe for my listeners a little bit about how you got started in this business. I would imagine that, you know, when you were in high school, you weren't thinking about selling information products or even college maybe. Maybe you were. Tell us a little bit about that, how you got started on this.
Sure. It's actually an interesting story because I tell people I created my first info product when I was 10 years old. I was in fifth grade, and a really cute girl sitting next to me wanted to write a story, and I said, you know what, I'll illustrate it and package that for you. So that was the beginning of the whole process.
Okay, good. Did she pay you?
No. I think it was more for me to flirt with it, I think.
Okay, well, so what happened after that? Tell us how this got to be a business for you, James.
Well, I didn't realize that what I was doing throughout my 20s was actually helping people organize their information in their head and put it out into a product of some form. It was only about 2 years ago when I created technically my first info product that I was selling, and a lot of people came up to me and said, "Wow, how did you do that? That looks great." And I said, "Well, I just do it. You know, I have an ability because I have an art background. I studied art. I knew how to create things. I knew how to have a vision, take ideas and package them in a certain way." And I combined that background in art with the marketing studies that I've done over the past 5 years, and I also have a background in life coaching. So really I combined those three elements, and out of that came the Info Product Guy.
Oh, okay. So what was it that you were doing in your 20s when you were kind of already doing it but didn't know you were doing it?
Well, I was actually traveling the country teaching people meditation.
Okay.
I had a totally different life path back then, but I was still very committed to making a difference and helping people. You know, I was communicating things that were fairly abstract. In this case, back in the 20s, it was Eastern mysticism and meditation, and I found that I had an ability to explain things in a very clear, precise way, so that way the end user can understand it better. And what that evolved into is that now when I work with my clients, you know, clients, they're so immersed in their business that it's so difficult to see the forest through the trees at times. And they need a sounding board. They need a third person objective point of view that will take their information and kind of create a map, a strategy that they may not be able to see because they're so immersed in what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it really is tough. I'm glad you said that because everyone listening to this show is pretty much wearing all the hats in their business.
Yeah.
And if they're not wearing all of them, they only get to delegate every now and then because, you know, budgets and money are so tight. So
yep.
What you're describing is exactly what most small business owners go through all the time, and that is, you know, looking at all those trees and not being able to see the big picture.
It's huge. And because you're so immersed in what you're doing, it's oftentimes very difficult even to see what does your target market really want. You know, you may think what they want, but until you get somebody kind of from the outside who really looks at it and says, oh, are you sure about that? You know, what is it that you're really offering? What is it you're really selling?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where all the info products start at that point. Because in order to create the info product, you have to be really clear what makes you unique, what is your methodology, what do you teach, what do you sell, and also who are you selling it to and why are they interested.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things to start with is a niche. It's interesting that you say that. In my newsletter this morning, I talked a little bit about that. I interviewed a business owner who talked about the importance to her business, which has been successful just after a year or so,
mm-hmm.
the importance of having a niche. So what you're saying is when you're thinking about launching a new information product, something to generate revenue, that you need to really think it out and kind of target it beforehand.
Exactly. It's very true. I've heard the saying, the riches are in the niches. And I think that's absolutely true.
The riches are in the niches. Okay,
yep.
We can write that down. That's a good one. So tell me, James, what is an information product?
Well, an information product it takes a lot of different forms, and it's essentially you're providing value and information to a targeted group that's going to benefit them, that's going to get them educated a little bit and get them to move forward to work with you potentially. So, for example, an info product can range anywhere from an ebook, which is a downloadable book, to an audio CD or a whole program, which consists of a binder with a worksheets and an ebook kind of combined into a binder with audio CDs. It can also be a simple article. An article really is a type of info product. Even this program, what we're doing right now, this is certainly an info product. Because,
yeah.
Again, you're providing information that is of value to an end user.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly hope that that's what I'm doing, and from the feedback I'm getting, that's true. Now, you talked for a second about what an information product is, and one of the things you mentioned was, I think you called it a special report. Is that one of the easiest and first kinds of things that someone who's new to this can do to create an information product?
Absolutely, and that's where I really advise people to start off. A special report is a simple 10-page document, which is a downloadable PDF or a Word document converted to a PDF, and it follows a certain structure that introduces a particular topic. So let me take an example. Recently, I worked with a lawyer who does estate planning, and her issue was that she provides estate planning for families to provide for their kids, to create living trusts.
Mm-hmm.
And so we addressed it as saying, you know, if you really care about your kids and you really want to protect them long term, you've got to get an estate planning program together. And we created a simple, I think it came out to about 15 pages document that pointed out what are some of the problems that people are facing, which is they don't have estate planning. What are some of the consequences of that? Here's a solution for that. And she also gave some good tips that people can start right away.
Mm-hmm.
Gave a couple case studies and stories about people who have hired her and the success they had.
Mm-hmm.
And then a very clear call to action at the end. So that's the gist of a special report. And you can fit all that in under 10 pages. Even less is better in some cases.
Right, depending on what it is that you're selling. And I guess you can do more than one of these if you have different sort of niches or different kinds of topics that you want to address.
Absolutely. And, you know, to understand how a special report works, you have to look at it like a bird's eye view. So imagine, you know, if we were to get in a hot air balloon together and we're floating up above the ground and you can kind of see the lay of the land, you want to look at your business kind of from that angle and say, okay, how can I use a special report? Or if you want to create like an ebook or a workbook later on, how can you use that in your overall context of your business? And you have to realize that the really great marketing is all about building relationships. So you can use a special report to do the marketing, to do the selling for you while you sleep, because people can download the report. They're getting to know, like, and trust you as they read the report, because they're getting value. And that's going to lead them to the next call to action, the thing at the end of the special report that tells them, hey, if you're really serious about this, if you're really serious about getting an estate planning, you're going to call the office and have a one-hour consultation with us.
Right, right. Well, it's just as soon as you told me about the information report, I went to your website, put my email address in, and while you were talking just now, I downloaded it. I'm looking at it right now. So that quickly, and that was literally about a minute, that quickly you can get into your customer's hands through your website valuable information, and it's that fast and that easy.
Exactly. And the key is, here's the key, Donna, is that your special report addresses a very specific problem that your target market has. And if you can show that here's some tips that will help you solve that problem, you're instantly seen as the expert. Your credibility skyrockets.
Right.
And if you have the call to action, it's very likely that a percentage of the readers are going to pick up the phone and make that call to action.
Right, right. And the call to action could be anything, James, from calling, as you mentioned, in the attorney's case for a free consultation or a consultation to buying a particular product. Is that right?
Absolutely. You could, if you're a service-based business, that call to action can be, let's say, a one-hour coaching call with you in which you charge, you know, a certain number of dollars for that call. If you're selling a product, the call to action can simply be, okay, buy the product. Here's the first product you want to buy. And, you know, one of the keys, Donna, to make this really clear is that you want to, it's, again, building relationship. So you want to always give your lead and your prospect one very clear choice to make. Don't overwhelm them all at once with all these options. If you have one clear choice, step by step, to the point when they become a client, after they become a client, they've purchased one thing from you, then you can say, by the way, I have a whole array of other things that'll support you.
Right, right.
But make it simple.
Right, and that's another reason for some people to do more than one, because you can put one call to action at the end of each one, so you don't overwhelm people.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell me, how does a business know that they are ready for an information product? I mean, is this something that anybody who's making, you know, even a small sum of money on a weekly basis can put into action and start to increase sales and increase revenue?
Yeah, I tell you, I think it's people are ready to at least have the special report right away. When I started, I created my special report. It's a version of the one you see at my website, infoproductguy.com. And I was speaking at a networking group. I had 5 minutes to give a little keynote, little talk. You know how networking groups are.
Right.
And what I did was I told everybody the benefits of an info product, and I said, hey, if you're really interested, I have a special report. And for those who want it, this is what I did. As I said, take out your business card and write on it, I want passive revenue. And sure enough, everybody did that. There were about 50 people in the room. I went around and picked up a card, so I walked away with about 45, 50 cards in my hand. I followed up with a special report, and then after that I followed up with a consultation call. And I made $9,000, $9,000 right off the bat from just that simple methodology.
Right. So you collected, you added to your mailing list, and you added to your bank account there.
Yep. So I do believe, especially with the special report, you can start this right away to get clients. It's a great methodology to build your client base. Quickly.
For people, you used the term a second ago that some people may not really understand exactly what it can mean for them. Can you define exactly what you mean when you say passive income?
Well, basically, passive income is you wake up in the morning, you open up your Outlook or your ACT or whatever email program you get, you hit send and receive, and you hear that cha-ching, cha-ching, cha-ching. You get a whole flood of orders coming in. You know, that's passive revenue. That's when the product is doing the work for you. And you've packaged your information, your expertise, in a box, basically. A box being an ebook, a workbook. And people are buying it online 24/7.
Okay, so you're kind of, as I've read, making money while you sleep.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And it does happen. The key is again, there's a step-by-step process that has to happen for you to make that kind of money. Generally, when people come to me, they're starting out. And so that's why I like to create the special report with them first, get their client, get their practice full, which really can happen in a matter of a few months, absolutely full using a special report. Mm-hmm. After that, once you get to know your target market really well, and you really have a sense of what are their core issues, their core problems, then you create an information product like an ebook or a workbook that answers and solves the problem for your target market. And the more you understand the problems of your target market and, you know, how to solve it using your expertise, your methodology, what you know, the more that you're going to be able to sell that product.
Right.
Is that
right.
clear?
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, it's kind of second nature to think of it that way. But like you said, when we're looking at all these trees, sometimes it helps to have someone like you to kind of, you know, zoom out a little bit so
yeah.
we can kind of get the big picture. We're going to continue to talk with James Roche, the Info Product Guy, about information products and how they can work for you business, your business when we come back from our first break. This is the Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll be right back.
Why is everyone listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com? Because it's the future of talk radio. Every day, more and more people are finding internet radio as not just an alternative media, but as a replacement to traditional AM and FM broadcast stations. Internet radio offers a wider variety of programs, convenient on-demand listening that meets your schedule, and fewer commercial interruptions. And GlobalTalkRadio.com is already leading the way by matching this content with a highly targeted internet audience. GlobalTalkRadio.com offers its listeners one of the widest programming varieties on the internet, from business and finance to self-improvement, paranormal, health, literature, romance, politics, and more. There are also opportunities for prospective hosts who would like to host their own weekly or one-time talk shows. Want to learn more? Check us out at www.globaltalkradio.com and see the future of talk radio today.
Everyone, welcome back to the Lifestyle CEO Show. I'm here today with James Roche, the Info Product Guy, and he is giving us a lot of information about how we can use the information that we already have in our brains and our knapsacks of knowledge, so to speak, to generate passive income, additional revenue for our businesses. If you have questions about how to launch your own information product, you can call and pose it to James live here on the show today. 800-773-0355 is our number. Now, James, we talked in the first segment about what an information product is. Can you tell me a little bit about what kind of business do information products work best for?
Mm-hmm. Again, it really can work well for service organizations or if you're offering products. Say, for example, you have beauty products or you know, a physical product that people actually use and buy.
Mm-hmm.
You want to think also in terms that you can get a lot more people to buy your product once you've built your brand up and they see you as an expert.
Mm-hmm.
And again, one of the best ways to do that, create an info product.
Because it helps you increase your credibility, and I guess once you have their email address, you can send them your newsletter or whatever else.
That's a crucial. That's exactly it, Donna, and that's a really important point because you want to think in terms, again, like building a relationship. It's not about just going for the sale. You know, how many times have you gone on a date and asked that person to marry you on the first date? You know, it doesn't happen that way.
Right,
you build,
right.
You get to know, like, and trust them a bit. And
mm-hmm.
so when people come to you, they're prospects, okay? They don't know you yet. You're kind of, they're just checking you out. But as soon
mm-hmm.
as they give you their contact information, usually in the form of their name or their email,
mm-hmm.
then you have a lead. You have a lead. That's somebody who raised their hand and said, hey, I'm interested. I want to learn more about you.
Right.
Now,
if you don't something with that, then that's really not a good sign for marketing your business.
Exactly. And that you want to move that lead to become a client, and that's when they first make that sale. So let's take, for example, somebody who has a beauty product. What you can do is offer a special report that teaches women how to look and stay younger and look healthier and sexier.
Mm-hmm.
And you give them some really great tips about that. And, of course, one of the tips is you got to get the right products to use.
Right.
At the end of the special report, you say, hey, you know, if you're really serious about looking and feeling great, you want to get this particular product because it's the starting point that's going to help you achieve all these great things we've talked about in the report.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've given them a clear direction to move them from a lead to a client. And then you give them the link, and then you hold their hand and you show them exactly this is the product you need to buy.
Mm-hmm.
After they buy the product, then you can show them all the other great things that you have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Does that see how that kind of works?
Yeah, I mean, it's a perfect illustration of how you can do something one time.
Mm-hmm.
And use it over and over and over again. I guess you probably maybe edit your report every now and then to update and add new information. But essentially, once all the work's done the first time, it's done forever almost.
Yeah, I made my report about a year and a half ago, and I can't even calculate the amount of dollars that came from it. And it's just a 25-page document. It does all the work for me.
Right.
Because by the time people are calling me, they already have a background. They already are pretty much ready to go, and I just need to cinch the deal with providing. What I do is I have a consultation call, and in that call I help them map out their entire marketing funnel and their strategy, and we get clear about their unique selling proposition, their target market, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so they get that much more value. At the end of it, right. I don't even have to say anything. They say, well, how do I work with you?
Right. And even, I would guess, James, for people who don't end up taking that consultation call, you have helped other people, and they might tell friends who mm-hmm. might actually be ready to follow up on that.
Absolutely. You want people to pass around your special report.
Right, right. It's
viral marketing.
Of marketing, yeah. So creating a special report is one of the types of information products. Can you describe some more information products that you work with your clients to develop?
Sure. Yeah, another really good one, and this might work for a lot of your listeners, especially if they have a physical product that they're selling, would be an audio CD.
Okay.
And essentially, even what we're doing right now, Donna, is we're creating an info product by having this dialogue. Now, let's say, as an example here, that I took this recording, I can package it in a CD, and if I'm at a networking group or out speaking somewhere, I can give this CD away for free, and add on the CD and at the end of the recording say, you know, if you really want to know more, you'll sign up for my consultation call.
Mm-hmm.
So again, mm-hmm. you can use an audio CD just to have somebody interview you.
Mm-hmm.
That's another example.
An audio CD. Now, how about some things that people don't actually have to physically wait to order? You know, like when I put my email in on your website, I'm looking at it right now. If you have an audio CD, that's something that you have to actually wait to come in the mail.
Or you can set it up that it's downloadable right after they opted in, right after they gave you their name and email. I have right now a PDF, which is it's just a document.
Right.
You can also have an audio file.
Okay, and so how do you choose what kind of audio file is best? I mean, there's so many different kinds of hardware that people use. What do you do to try and get something that more people than not can actually enjoy?
Do you mean as, like, what exactly? Help me understand.
Yeah, like, you can download an audio file on an MP3. You can mm-hmm. download Windows Media. How do you decide, you know, what kind of download that you want?
Well, there's a great, I'll just give away a great resource right now. It's Audio Acrobat. And
okay.
That's a great service I like to use, and it allows you to upload or even record on a phone call your message, your interview, and then it saves it, and it'll give you the code, the HTML code that you can give your web guy to put on your site, and then voila, you have it.
Okay, and that can be downloaded any kind of way by someone who has an iPod or someone who just wants to listen to it from their
iPod? People can. You can set it up so people can download it and put it on their iPod.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I mean, there's so much media that you can use now, and audio is becoming very, very popular now with podcasting. That's, again, another type of info product, and it's another excellent way if you want to build a community and build a relationship with a large group of people. Podcasting is fantastic.
Now, how about video? Have you ever worked with video as a way to, you know, show some video on your website?
Yeah, video, technically the amount of speed it takes to download video and because you have to deal with color balance and all that, it hasn't quite taken off. You start to see it more and more, but still there's some technical stuff that people are working on to make it more seamless.
Mm-hmm.
And really, video, the other thing you have to remember, video, you're bound to the computer to watch it. Whereas an iPod, you just put it on your iPod, and when you're out exercising, you're educating yourself, and you're listening to your particular audio CD.
Right. You can take it anywhere you are in your busy life.
Exactly. It's portable. So that's why I think audio is still going to be the reigning king of all of them. That and the PDF.
Okay, so you, at your website, you have it set up to do either. And did you use Audio Acrobat? And you use, is that put out by the same company does the PDF Acrobat Reader?
I don't know if it's the same company. I think they just kind of used the same. They tagged onto that brand, mm-hmm. so they could leverage that name.
Yeah.
But yeah, I add audio onto my website. You'll see, again, infoproductguy.com, mm-hmm. and I do my own little sound stuff, so I add some nice music and recorded myself going directly in the computer. I use mm-hmm. a program called SoundForge.
SoundForge.
You know, on my resources page on my website, I give away all these links to purchase the software, the headphones and all, and I found Amazon is always the cheapest place to get all that stuff.
Right. Yeah.
So you'll see it all listed in my resources page.
Okay, so I'm going to make sure I direct everybody there. Of course, throughout our show today, infoproductguy.com. And when you go there, guys, there's, not only the great PDF document that I'm looking at now, but an awful lot more information, as James just said. He shares lots of information at his website.
That's important, and I'm glad you brought that up because I want people to realize and model exactly what I'm doing and realize that when you go to my website, you have one choice. Well, I gave you really two choices. But the main one choice is, here's my special report, give me your name and email.
Mm-hmm.
That way I'm capturing the lead right away. There's nothing else to confuse them.
Mm-hmm.
I also give them the option, if you scroll down, you can bypass that and go into my site.
Mm-hmm.
But I've captured the lead, and then the next one single-pointed focus is the consultation call. And so I get flooded. I get orders all week to do these one-hour calls with me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that fills my practice up. In fact, it fills it too much. Now I'm having to put people on a waiting list. it's important to remember, I think the key principles here is keep it really simple. Give them one step at a time. And make it really clear what the viewer is supposed to do. Because otherwise you come to a website and there's all these buttons and all these things that you can do and people just start clicking away and nobody buys. Or at least they're distracted easily.
Right. Yeah, I see that a lot, whether someone is selling products or services. I see that sort of hodgepodge of information on a homepage, just a little bit overwhelming. So what you're describing is, make it simple for people and also get their email address at the same time.
Exactly. And the bottom line to all of this is provide tons of value.
Mm-hmm.
You'll notice, like you said, I give away tons of information. And I often hear people say, well, aren't you worried you're giving away too much? Mm-hmm. I'm like, not really. If you think about it, I'll be honest. I'll be totally, transparent here, is that I give you all the information you need to create an info product, but how many people are actually going to go out there and do it? Chances are they're too busy, so they need someone like me to come in and walk them through the whole process.
Right.
So if you have that similar situation, you can give a lot of information away, and people are going to see you as, hey, this person's really great. They're giving it a lot of value and not charging for it up front.
Mm-hmm.
That's the kind of person I want to work with.
Now, do you also have other types of information products like email newsletters or blogs, or do you see those things in some instances as being redundant?
It depends. And the thing is this with that is you can easily get overwhelmed with all of this. Oh, you need an iPod, you need a podcast, you need a blog, you need an e-zine, you need info products. It's just overwhelming. That's why whenever I work with people, I'm like, look, let's really keep this simple. What do you need right now? If you need clients, let's just get the special report up. Once they have that, then what do you need? Okay, let's create an info product for you. Once you have a large database and you know you'll be able to sell the info product, keep it really simple. Now, having said that, let's say you're in a situation where you want to really, again, build relationships, because that's the key. That's your long-term value of your client, is the long-term relationship with your database. And that's where something like a blog or a podcast comes in really valuable.
Mm-hmm.
It's when you, because you're always posting to it, people can always visit and kind of keep in touch with you that way.
Right, and always get something new, which is important no matter what kind of business you have.
Yeah. I mean, this is what you're doing, Donna, right now. By having these radio shows, you know, throughout the month, people are getting to know you. People are going to pass this on to other people.
Mm-hmm.
And your name is getting out there more and more, so it becomes a lead-generating tool for you.
Yeah, it is, you know, and to piggyback on what you're saying, it is a great way to, particularly for lifestyle CEOs that enjoy the show, we love what we do. We really enjoy, we have a passion for what we're doing, and when that happens, it's real easy to put information about it out there because you're going to talk about it anyway.
Exactly.
And so why not, you know, talk about it in a way that that helps other people and the business at the same time. And it looked from your website like you've done a great job at that, and it's also, of course, great that you're helping other people, too. We're going to take our last break here. We're talking with James Roche, the Info Product Guy. You can visit his website at infoproduct.com. If you have questions about an information product that you're thinking about launching, or maybe one that you're already using that maybe you feel like it just may not be doing what it's supposed to do, or you're doing something wrong, you want to make it better, you can call and talk with James and ask your question live here on the show at 800-773-0355. We're going to take a break. This is the Lifestyle CEO Show. We'll be right back.
Want to stay on top of what's new in the radio industry? Sign up for a free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio, available exclusively to listeners of globaltalkradio.com, and find out what's new in the world of online radio. Listeners can find out about new shows and special guests. People with something special to offer can find out how to become a guest and how to prepare for an interview. And prospective hosts will find a valuable resource for everything from planning their new program to selecting topics and guests, recouping expenses by selling advertising, and more. Sign up today for your free subscription to the Future of Talk Radio by visiting www.globaltalkradio.com and learn about the future of talk radio today.
Back to the final segment of the Lifestyle CEO Show, everyone. We're here today with James Roche, the Info Product Guy, and he's been sharing some great information and tips on how you can develop a product out of the information that you have to help sell your products or your services and increase your financial bottom line. James, can you give us a case study overview of a client that you've worked with, helping them to release an info product guy and an info product guy? An
information hey, that's
product.
Great.
Right. There's only one of you he's already released.
Yes, exactly.
Right. An information product and how it helped their business. Somebody
absolutely.
Else?
Yeah, let's look at Vicki Vertel. And you can see her picture and the product we did on my website again. So Vicki came to me, and she is a coach to help people launch their business. And really, she targets more of the metaphysical crowd, coaches and consultants and people kind of coming from that area. So, and she's branded herself as the Business Buddha, which I thought was really, really nice. So she had all this information. She knows how to launch a business. She had it all jumbled up in her head. And what we did was we actually met in person, and for 2 days I basically put up large Post-it notes and smaller sticky notes, and we mapped out her entire program. All the stuff that was circling in her head that had no structure, we organized the whole thing out. And out of that, I then recorded her and basically interviewed her, walking through one Post-it note at a time, talking about her stuff, what she knows already. But it was in a conversational, relaxed tone, you see. Mm-hmm. So we just followed, and all the Post-it notes were there just to map it all out. Mm-hmm. Well, this was really powerful for her because she's been struggling for years trying to get all this out, and we did it in 2 days. And we could even do it quicker. Mm-hmm. And so then what I did was I had the audio transcribed. I worked with a ghostwriter, and she turned it into a book. And now Vicki walked away with 3 audio CDs as well as a big workbook. Now, shortly after we finished the product, she went to one of these large events where some of her target market was. And the fact that she had this produced book, the binder, people immediately, they just looked at her differently because her name, her picture is on the cover. And her credibility, she automatically had credibility. And so she picked up a number of clients just by showing them the product. They didn't even necessarily look at the product inside of it. So that's the kind of power. It just sets you above and gives you a whole other level that people see you at. And it also, in Vicki's case too, in creating the info product, we helped organize her entire business process, how she runs a client through her program, because we had to get clear about that before we created the info product.
Right, right. Wow, that's great. And for you guys who want to see some more success stories from the info product, I visit his website and click on portfolio. We have a caller from Baltimore, James.
Great.
Ray, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's your question or comment for James, the info product guy today?
Hi, James.
Hi.
My question is, I am a web designer and I've launched a new website. I want to know what kind of information I can put on here to generate an info idea to, you know, turn some leads into clients.
Excellent. Yeah, and so you do web design, right?
Yes.
All right. So if you look at what entrepreneurs and people who want to build a website, look at the target market, and I know this from talking to so many entrepreneurs, they do have finding a good webmaster is really tough to do, and people have really been screwed over, by webmasters. So if you can create a special report that says how not to get screwed by a webmaster, it's kind of it agitates them, which is good. You want to shock them a little bit. This is just an idea for you, okay? I'm just putting it on the wall. You could also give a product a special report, let's say, that said, 10 things you absolutely have to have on your website to increase sales.
Oh, okay.
And you would give them, okay, here's the problem. The problem is a lot of people they just don't know how to build their website. They're frustrated, overwhelmed by the whole process. The solution is, look, here's 10 bullet-pointed tips that you absolutely have to have to have a successful website. Here's some case studies of people I've worked with. And if you're really serious, you're going to work with me. Or call me for a consultation. We'll review your website together.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, so, I mean, again, I kind of gave you an example that would be like a shocker, but that's good, I mean, it depends on what you want to position yourself as, but you do want to wake people up from their slumber.
Right, right, and that would grab my attention.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful.
Right, and, what Fabre is describing is because there are so many places where you can go for website design services,
yep,
to be able to empower people by giving them information as well as just saying, I'm a good website designer, gives you a heads up over most of the people that are out there doing the same thing you are.
Absolutely. And you'll be surprised at the conversion rate that you get, especially if at the end you offer, and you charge them for it, a one-hour consultation on how to improve their website. Target it and say, this is a strategy session that's going to help you. We're going to go over in depth your website, and I'm going to give you a number of ideas and tips for you to implement. Now, the idea is that nobody's going to implement it themselves. They don't know HTML, so they're going to hire you.
Yeah, well, and that's a really good point, because if they have a business that's at the point where it is in need of a website, in all likelihood, They're going to be spending most of their time getting their products or services ready for sale on the website and not doing the website themselves.
Yep.
Right.
Oh, this is excellent. Thank you so much.
Well, good luck with your business, Barbara. Thanks for listening, and thanks for your call.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye. James, do you get a lot of questions? Like, do you get a lot of questions from people who, you know, are really just totally at a loss for how to do anything to promote their products and services?
Sometimes. I tend to work with people who have at least some idea of what's going on, and what I tend to do with them is tidy things up. The very first step, if you're just brand new, you've got to identify what makes you unique. And we always say the unique selling proposition, but here's another angle on that to look at, is what is your unique selling advantage or selling proposition or service proposition? I mean, your unique service proposition. What that means is, how are you serving people? What is it that you provide for people? What's your gift, your passion, and what mm-hmm. problem does it solve for people, and how do you serve them best? That's going to help you identify what makes you unique in the marketplace. You know, what's your thumbprint? And people are going to want to work with you. Even though other people do what you do, they're going to buy you. And that's a really, really important part, especially online. And especially, I'm going to use that example again with the products, like we talked about, you know, like makeup or some sort of beauty products. Huh? If you can build yourself up as saying, hey, it's not only you're buying the product, you're buying me. You know, you're buying my community. You're part of an environment, a community. That is a really, really big thing, and I do believe that's where the future of the web is going. It's more relationship-based and community-based. So you're not just selling a product. You're selling you.
Right. That is so important, that branding kind of thing, that personal branding. We had a show that actually was one of our first shows last year on personal branding. I encourage you guys to go check it out at lifestyleceo.com on our radio show page. We've got another caller, James. Priscilla from Columbia, Maryland is calling in. She has a question about information products. Priscilla, welcome to the show.
Hi, Donna Maria.
Hi, what's your question or comment for James today?
Well, I work in the bath and body business as well, and I currently do a monthly information email, like an essential oil spotlight. But how do I say what has already been said before in a fresh way so that it does grab people's attention?
Mm-hmm. You mean like you're sending out an e-zine with various tips and topics about essential oils?
Yes.
And you want to look at a fresh way to present kind of the same material?
That is correct. It has been said before, but how do I grab people's attention to make them look at it in a different way and how it can benefit them?
Uh-huh. That's a good one. I'd have to think on that one, but I'll tell you what came up to me right away, just intuitively, is you can start to interview people who are experts in similar field, like, let's say, like we said earlier, makeup or lifestyle or coaches and areas that your target market would be interested in that also relate to the benefits they get from essential oils. You know, so you can leverage other people to talk about the lifestyle, not just essential oil, but it's really, especially with essential oil, it's a lifestyle change, and it's a certain way of thinking. So you can bring in maybe some of that topic as well.
I see.
That's just, I'm pulling from the top of my head. But that's a good question.
Actually, I love that suggestion, James, because what it does is it gives you content immediately from third parties. You don't have to make it up yourself.
Yeah.
It also gives you an opportunity to use your customers, which ultimately can promote your products, encourage other people to purchase the product containing that particular fragrance or essential oil.
Yes, and here's the other great thing, Priscilla, is you can think about it in a bigger business strategy for yourself. If, let's say, for example, you interview somebody who offers some other beauty kit or something, you can become an affiliate of theirs, and so you interview them, and your listeners, your readers are getting great value because they see other angles on this lifestyle. Plus, if they buy that person's product, you get an affiliate commission for it. And that's another form of passive revenue.
Great idea. Well, thanks for your help.
Sure, Priscilla. I hope that
helps, Priscilla. That's a really great question because it illustrates the the thought that needs to go into creating an information product, James, particularly if your main focus is the sale of products.
Yeah, and, you know, Priscilla brought something else up, and that's interesting, and I want to definitely touch on this, is that whatever it is you're selling or you're providing as a service, I've noticed that you can really boil whatever it is you teach down to maybe a handful of principles or core topics that you teach. For example, I really teach just under 5 main points, and I built my entire business on these 5 main points. One is building relationship with your client, all right, mm-hmm. And we've talked about that here today. But it doesn't matter. You just do a lot of variations based on that theme.
Mm-hmm.
So in our conversation here today, we talked about a lot of different ways in which you can build relationships. We talked about different products you can use in building the relationship. And so, you know, I guess another way of answering Priscilla's question is, you know, what I would recommend is get a stack of Post-it notes and really start to brainstorm what is it you really teach? You know, what are some of the other areas? And just start brainstorming them out. Come up and start to categorize them. You'll find that tend to follow under, you know, maybe 4, 5, 10 core principles that you teach. And then start to think about, well, what are some additional things, the why, the what, the how, for each one of those principles? Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, sure it does. I mean, that's a great way to kind of start your juices flowing and try and still, you know, not try and be all things to all people and cover so much ground that you just get frustrated and throw your hands up in the air. I would imagine that people do come to you when they get to that point and they're like, ah, you know,
yeah.
I tried to do this, but there's so many things I can do, and as soon as I think I've wrapped my hands around one way to do it, I get some email about some new way to do it, and, you know, it can just be so overwhelming today because there's so much information already out there.
Yep, and you've got to step back. I keep, again, bringing that back, and you will find that you teach core principles. Even you, Donna, I'm sure if you sat back, you'll look at what is it you're really providing for people. You know, I would guess, just in our conversation here, that you're providing empowerment. You're changing people's lives, which we all do. We all change people's lives. But there's special ways in which we do it. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. And we do it differently from anyone else. And I love that you mentioned that, you know, it's not whatever you're selling, whether it's a product or service, it's not just that you're selling. You're selling yourself.
You're selling yourself, and you're selling also an idea. Like, I help people get independence. I help them get that passive revenue, and I help them fill their practice, which
mm-hmm.
gives them the freedom.
Right.
You
right.
help them empower people. You educate them with mm-hmm. all the tools, and you show them different ways of doing things. So it's not just a radio show.
Right.
You know?
Right. No. Naturally, it's not just, thank you. So, you know, and the way it works is with people like you who have a passion for what they do and can back that up with the knowledge that can really, really help people. I want to thank you so much for being with me on the show today, James.
This was great. Thank you.
They can meet you in person at infoproductguy.com. And, you know, I am just excited about this conversation, and we'll share a little conversation we had during the break. I was asking you, you know, where can we actually go to meet you in person? And you said, you know, well, I guess it's possible, but your schedule's so full it's hard for you to get away. So
yes.
I'm going to do my best to try and convince you to come somewhere where I am so I can introduce you to some other people in person. You provided some great information, and your website is actually a wonderful, you know, wonderful way of showing that you know, you're walking your talk there. So
thanks a lot
for being so so available and making it, you know, bringing it down for everyone to be able to understand. That's infoproductguy.com, where you can meet James Roche and get his 5 steps to passive revenue with information products. Who could not use that? Thanks, everyone, for joining us today on the Lifestyle CEO Show. I want to encourage you to visit the Lifestyle CEO website at lifestyleceo.com. And for those of you who are in the New York City area, I hope you will consider joining me and Lisa Price for our Lifestyle CEO Sweet Smell of Success workshop, August 13th and 14th at the Open Center in New York City. We're going to be there for Friday night and all day Saturday, sharing, empowering, inspiring, and helping you to break all the rules, build your own corporate ladder, and create the life you love. See you next week, guys.
You're listening to GlobalTalkRadio.com.